Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. A man has been charged with domestic violence offences after the stabbing of a woman in Sydney's Inner South. The 39-year-old was injured, leaving a gym in Alexandria on Wednesday afternoon. A 45-year-old man has been charged with causing wounding with intent to murder and breaching an AVO. Queensland police have now charged six minors with more than 70 offences as part of an operation to investigate a series of violent robberies in the Glasshouse Mountains. The robberies date back to November and allegedly involved baseball bats, meat cleavers and guns. The oldest victim was 77. A teacher has been injured and a Western Sydney school put into lockdown after a female student in Year 7 was found with a knife. Paramedics treated a staff member who suffered a small laceration while reportedly trying to confiscate the knife at St Mary's. No students were injured. Anti-bullying advocates are raising awareness on Do It For Dolly Day today, dedicated to raising vital funds and going blue to end bullying. The eSafety Commissioner received more than 2,000 reports last year compared to 1,700 the year before. Head of Dolly's Dream, Sally Sweeney, says it's important to talk about bullying.
Everything that we try and communicate to parents is that have the conversations with your young people. Make sure that you're talking to them about what they're doing online or what's happening in the schoolyard.
Also making news, a man is fighting for life after a unit fire at Flemington in Melbourne's inner west. Western Australia's population is set to hit 3 million by the middle of next year, and a new COVID variant is circulating ahead of winter, dubbed Flirt. It's believed to have been responsible for most cases last month. And after weeks on the publicity trail, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison officially launched his political memoir in Western Sydney last night. 400 guests were in attendance, including Liberal Party elder John Howard. The launch was also a fundraiser for the I Forgive Foundation in memory of the four children killed by a drunk driver in Oatlands in 2020. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, the Carlton and Melbourne clash at the MCG has lived up to the hype, with the Blues getting home by a single point, 77-76, to kick off round 9. While in the NRL, round 10 is underway with a close one, the Dolphins defeating Manly 30-24. In entertainment news, Sydney-born filmmaker Peter Weir will be honoured at the Venice Film Festival with its 2024 Golden Lion for Lifetime Achievement. The 79-year-old has made 13 films across his 40-year career, including Picnic at Hanging Rock, Dead Poets Society and The Truman Show. And three-time Grammy Award-winning artist Olivia Rodrigo will head down under to Sydney and Melbourne in October as part of her Guts World Tour. New Zealand singer-songwriter Benny will be her support act. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.